USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day of mourning in the United Kingdom. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died at the age of 99. Daily Mail reporter covering the royals tells Fox News Prince Harry will surely be at the funeral.
I would absolutely expect Prince Harry to be there. I mean, you know, given that the pandemic is still going on and restrictions in the UK are quite serious, we don't know exactly what that will look like, but I do think that he will move heaven and earth in order to make sure that he will be there, certainly for the funeral. And the important thing is that the royal family is able to come together, support one another, and collectively mourn the loss of their patriarch.
The prince died Friday morning at Windsor Castle. President Biden's gun control measure is starting to take shape.
This is an epidemic, for God's sake, and it has to stop.
Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert suggested Thursday that President Biden is a tyrant after he argued the Second Amendment was not absolute. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The seven-year conflict between Russia and Ukraine is front and center as peace talks break down. There's reports of a Russian military buildup along the 250-mile contact line. U.S. warships may sail into the Black Sea to show a support for Ukraine. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Pentagon is said to be considering a deployment of U.S. Navy warships into the Black Sea as Russia continues its buildup of troops along Ukraine's eastern border. Washington would first have to get permission from Turkey 14 days in advance under a 1936 treaty because Ankara controls the Straits of the Black Sea. During the last Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby left little doubt concerning the U.S. support for Ukraine.
We pledge publicly to standing up and supporting the territorial integrity of Ukraine and calling on Russia to respect that territorial integrity.
At least 27 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the conflict this year. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Folks are preparing as a volcano in the Eastern Caribbean is ready to pop off. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities on the Eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent said they believe an active volcano is in danger of erupting and have ordered mandatory evacuations. The island's emergency management office switched the alert level to red as officials prepared to evacuate people who live near La Soufre volcano. They placed them aboard cruise ships, sent them to nearby islands, or took them to shelters elsewhere in St. Vincent. Roughly 16,000 people live in the red zone and will be evacuated. The deputy director of the National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, Maria Medard.
We know that some people have a lot of respiratory issues, so we want to take them as far out of the zone as possible, where they will not be affected. The ash fault is likely to compromise people's health issues. It will cause air quality issues.
Scientists say there's a definite increase in seismic activity, which indicates that magma is moving closer to the surface. The volcano last erupted in 1979, and a previous eruption in 1902 killed 1,600 people.
St. Vincent Island is between Puerto Rico and Venezuela. NASCAR is Saturday night this week from Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Motor Racing Network. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.